USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A grand jury in Kentucky is out with a single indictment from the Louisville police raid that killed Breonna Taylor. Former police officer Brett Hankinson was charged with 3 counts of wanton endangerment for firing his gun into the home of Taylor's neighbors. Kentucky's Attorney General Daniel Cameron says the 2 officers who fired their weapons at Taylor were justified in using force to protect themselves during a narcotics investigation.
Criminal law is not meant to respond to every sorrow and grief. And that is true here.
Cameron said the investigation was thorough.
I understand that as a black man, how painful this is.
Protesters have started in Louisville. Ben Crump is the Taylor family attorney.
She's in her apartment. She's in the sanctity of her home.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Your products are great, absolutely. You know, general aches and pains I have from because I work outside a lot, gone. It's almost magic. It's almost too hard to too good to be true, you know, but it is. It's very true. Dr. Howard's done a fantastic service by creating this.
I work in healthcare, and I haven't gotten even a runny nose. I'm walking more. I'm exercising more. I'm doing more yoga. I'm pretty convinced that this is something to do with it. And you know what? I will never be without it. Because this was painless and easy. It's amazing. I'm telling you, it's amazing.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Missouri Governor Mike Parson and his wife, First Lady Teresa Parson, has tested positive for COVID-19. The governor's communication office said Teresa Parson underwent the testing early on Wednesday after displaying some minor symptoms. The governor was tested after learning of her positive test, and he was also determined to have the virus. In a statement, he said, "At this time, the governor feels healthy and is displaying no symptoms. The First Lady has mild symptoms." Mike Parson canceled all official and campaign events in light of the test results. During this time, Governor Parson continues to conduct and fulfill all roles of business of the state of Missouri from the governor's mansion without any interruption. The governor's staff was also tested as a result of the 2 positive tests, and they're now awaiting those results. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
On Capitol Hill, a hearing in the House is focusing on the economy. With more, here's USA's Tim Berg.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell is testifying before a Democratic-led House hearing, to which House Minority Whip Steve Scalise is praising the Fed Chairman for his leadership.
As we work together through this, I just want to thank you for keeping a steady hand at the Federal Reserve, which has been so important as we start seeing this economic recovery.
Powell telling the committee there are signs that the economy is improving.
Many economic indicators show marked improvement. Household spending looks to have recovered about 3/4 of its earlier decline, likely owing in part to federal stimulus payments and expanded unemployment benefits.
President Trump is tweeting some good news. Johnson & Johnson is announcing that it's begun the 3rd and final phase of clinical trials for its COVID-19 vaccine. The company said the late-stage trial for its new vaccine will include 60,000 adult volunteers in 215 locations worldwide. An earlier study showed the vaccine was safe. That vaccine is among 4 that have been supported by the Trump administration's Operation Warp Speed program to reach phase 3 trials, along with candidates in development at Moderna, Pfizer, and AstraZeneca. Dr. Anthony Fauci said multiple COVID-19 vaccines will likely be needed to meet global demand. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.